We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis. We are beginning three lines from the top. And we learned in the Mishnah three cases, which is exactly like Machlokes Tanakamba and Shmuel Gamliel. Tanakamba has a shorter amount of time, which is choshed already, that the guy touched the wine. His time is there's enough to make a hole in the barrel, then cement it up, and let it dry. According to Shmuel Gamliel, you have enough time to take off the entire cover and put a new cover on and cement it on. And there was three cases in the Mishnah. First case was a case where he's a mover. They're transporting Yayin from one place to another place. Second case was it was left on the car and on the sphina, left on the wagon and on the sphina together with the guy, and the guy left. The third case was that he worked in the store and he left to go. He told him, I'm leaving now for an hour to take care of something. Here, you take care of the store. The other shaila is, again, how much time is it a problem if you leave the guy with the wine? So I think about why only three cases of the exact same achleikas for tzricha. If you say the first case where he's transporting wine from place to place, the sava dilma also v'chazle. There, he's scared that the guy might show up. Let's go on the reisha. In the reisha where it's cheskes hamashtamer, we say that there's no chash, he might come back. So there, it makes sense. He's scared the guy might come back any minute. Av akarn mesvina ima the mafig lalas svina. So av oven mad the boy. Why are we worried that he'll move the svina out into the water? He'll do what he wants, and you can't catch him. So why is it called chesam hashdamer? Kamash lo no, we're not chayish for that. Vital mekarn mesvina mishum the sava duma asi v'orcha achrite v'kayaguda v'chazli. He's still scared because he's even if he moves the svina to a different spot, he's scared the guy will go to a different spot on the water and see him. Why don't we chayish? He'll lock the door and be confident now. And he did something. You punked and come back, but he's not worried. Yitzv Nichnas, he always can lock the door. Kamash Balon, the Elamaisa, the guy is scared of Yitzv Nichnas in all of these cases, and that's why there's three different cases. Each one is a big chiddush, and the next one that it's still called Yitzv Nichnas as long as he does not know that you are maflik. So something more about. Omer Rava Achanan Viechna. Machloikis between Moshe Gamliel and Tanakama is Bel Shel Sid. There's two ways to cement down the magufa of the cover of this wine barrel. One way is to do it with Sid, which is called, in English, it's sulfur, which is white. And there, it's very easy to make that it won't be noticeable because it's white already before it dries. So it's no problem. But cement, the way it works is, even today, that cement is very dark when you first start it off. Until it turns white, it takes a day or two. Like you make a sidewalk. It starts off looking brownish. Until it turns white, it takes a day or two. So if you use cement to cement down the cover, so then it's less of a chash, because you can see if you made a hole and put a new patch here. It's obvious. So Amar Rav Chanan Yechon, Machlokes Shel Sid, the whole Machlokes for Shemuel and the Rabbanon, if 20, we'll call it 25 minutes, like, you know, making a hole, 25 minutes, if that's enough time that you can do something, it's only B'Shel Sid. Amar Shel Tit, Divrei HaKoel, that's not enough time, because you'll see in a second that one's black and one's white. Kedei Sheyiftach V'Yigoyv. You need enough time to take off the whole cover and re-cement it, and it should dry. You need enough time for that. Everyone agrees in such a case, we have to make a whole new cover because making a hole, you'll be able to tell a difference between the hole and the rest of it, and therefore...
You can't
do
the seal around the cover?
The seal around cover, no, I guess not. You could do it all the same, so it all looks the same. There's nothing different. The only time you can tell the difference is if it looks different. There's two colors. And this takes much longer time to redo a whole cover and to re-cement the whole entire cover. So he says, that's the right coil. If it's mainly doing it cement, if I call you need that amount of time. Short amount of time would not be. I was shaltit right, she says, she was shocker but chila, afish, nogov, in a mabba, yemi yemayim, if I call a kashino lestum, with the mekaris steam is a hurk, bishar magufa. Like, I know, also, actually, you should have a whole new one. That's the only way, and there everyone will agree, is that that's the only way it's a chash, if you have enough time to do that. So that's what Rabbi Chanan's chash does. Meisve, ask your kash. Omra Shemil Chamim, Shemil tells the Chamim that what's your chash of making a hole? He tells them, he says, don't worry about a hole. If you make a hole in the middle, it'll be nicker, beim amal mato. What's beim amal mato? A mile will be nicker because it's a different color. Mil mato also be the thing. It means if you turn that cover over, the rest of the cover is 2 inches thick. So you have to put cement in there exactly 2 inches. There's no way for you to know from the outside of the barrel how thick to make the cement. So it's very easy to turn it over and see it's not smooth. It's not even. So the hole is not even because you poked the hole and they have to cement up the hole to make it exact. It's very not common that you should get the exact amount. So Shimon Gamliel told the Rabbanan, I understand Yechshash. It's nika beim mail beim mata. It's nika on top and on the bottom and under in the bottom side of the cover. So Gemara said this. Yeah, Mishlom Mishal tit machlekes hainu duktani stumay nikar beim mail beim mata. He says, if you learn the machlekes is by tit, so then understand what Rav Shmuel's tain is that it's nikar beim mail beim mata. Eli Amr Mishal said, he said the whole machlekes is learned by white sulfur. So machlekes bishom lamata yedia. Here the taina that lamata is yedia. El lamaylo yedia, but lamaylo is not yedia. So what was Shmuel's tain to Rabbanon? Sounds like he was learning that even going by tit, and he's at tiny both tainas. And if you learn like that, not like Rav Chanan, you have to say is that the Rabbanon hold that even by tit, you could make a mistake and not tell the difference. And not always the your chap it's different. It's not so different. It looks a little bit the same. But Lamaisa, it's a raya from here. He says clearly that's nikar beim mail mata. That's a raya. The machlekes is by tit. Naft afka by sid. So what's going on over here? So to Gemara, I'll tell you a tarot like this. The Shimon ben Gamliel, who lo yada, my kind of rabbani. He wasn't sure what the rabbani was referring to, tit or sid. Baruch kamalu. I understand your problem. Your chash that you might make a hole. Iba shal tit kamrisu. If you're handling a cement cover, so stumoy nicker, beimamai bemata. Then I understand your chash. It'll be nicker, beimamai bemata. Iba shal sid kamritu. If you talk about sulfur, which is white, so that's what Shmuel's taina, and we can fit it with Rav Bachana. Because he's saying, he wasn't sure. He says, what are you talking about? If you don't want tit, I don't understand you. And if you don't want sid, I don't understand you either. Because mamata, you'll be able to tell the difference. So what was Rabbanon's terrors to that? Rabbanon, kivin de mil milo, lo yediyah, lo masik adaite de apik v'chazile. Rabbanon hold, kivin de milo lo yediyah, since on top looks smooth, he doesn't chap to look under it, to turn it over and look under it. He doesn't chap to look there. And therefore, he doesn't, he might get caught with it, he might get made the chash over this thing. Now, Be'etzem, you could, see, he says he doesn't chap to look there. Inami, zimin de chalom. Or sometimes it turns out it is even. And therefore, there's still a chash, he might do that, and therefore he can't leave it. And therefore he can't leave it there. The chash, he might do it, and therefore he can't leave it there. And some Rishonim asked Kasha, so why don't you make a halacha that when something happens like that, why don't you check the bottom? Why don't you check the bottom? Just make a halacha like this, that if you leave it for 25 minutes, the halacha is you have to open the barrel, turn it over, and check the bottom. So Tari says, because it really is possible that it would be straight and still a chash. The terrace that Akasha is. And the question over here is there a chash to leave it with the guy? This is all in the guy's head. The guy says, you know what? I'm going to make a hole in it. I am going to get caught. Nech. The guy's not going to check the bottom. Or he says to himself, you know, maybe it's going to work out, Taka, one time. It's going to work out. Therefore, it's all in the guy's head. The guy is not, the fear of Abanon, the guy is not scared to make a hole in it and be caught because he says to himself, that he's not going to turn it over and check. Or that he's not going to, or it's going to happen, it'll punk be even. And therefore, that's the Rabbanan's taina. But the bottom line is that we're still stuck with the pshat, that the machlekes is dafka b'shel sid, not b'shel tit, because there, divrei hakol, you could tell the difference. I, the taina of Rav Shmuel to Rabbanan, the Braisa, he wasn't sure what they were saying. He was saying like, well, either way, what you're saying is shver. Omar Rava, who do you pass like? Amar Rava, halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, hoil v'tnan stoma kavasei. We pass the Rav Shimon ben Gamliel since we have a stam mishnah like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The tnan it says in the mishnah, the end of the mishnah after the three machlekesim, it says like this: hoyoichel al shulchan imai. If he's eating together with him on the shulchan, v'niach lagin al shulchan, he left bottles of wine on the table. Lagin al dobeki, he left bottles of wine on the counter. V'niach v'yotzer, he left mashal shulchan aser because that you gave him right to drink from mashal dobeki mutter. Because that you didn't give him the right to touch. Have a so you could dilute it and drink. Afshal dovaki is aser. And then the Mishnah ends off. Chavis psuches asurais, stumais mutaris. that open chavias in the house are asur because the guy can touch it very easily, walk by and stick his hand in. Stumais is mataris, how long? Shkdesh yiftach peyigoy fesigoyf. So klar in the mishta, stam mishta, like shirim amil. So Rava says, lo shirim amil because it's stam mishta like him. Freit the Gemara, you have to give me a whole stikatari. Obviously, it's stam mishta like shirim amil. What was the chidush of Rava? Rava should say, halach is stam mishta. What was, sounding Rava is telling you, from bringing out the whole mishta, that he's mechadish to you, this is a stam mishta. Rashi's pshita, the tana is sasun le kavasev. Rava, mazis matos shmina, what's Rava's chidush? Pshita. So the Gemara, ma'o the tema, you could have tainted that the whole Mishnah is not Stam Mishnah. It's all part of Shimon Mil's words. The words of the Shulchan, the whole story is all of Shimon Mil. Ma'o the tema, kul of Shimon Mil, k'tari lo, k'mash v'lo, no. That's all the Stam Mishnah that's saying this halacha. Zog the Gemara, v'chimi achar the kaimalon, kavasei der Shimon Mil. It's a, I can't, kitzu, pass of Shimon Mil. Zog the Gemara, fiza. We had a sheet before. Rabbi Eliezer's sheet is that one chaysim is enough when you have a wine. One chaysim enough. Why is one chaysim enough? Because a person is not chayish lezufa. It's too big of a job for him to make a whole new cover of ziuf. It's too big of a job for him to work. It's not worth it for him. So now that we pass, if we pass in like the Rabban on Tanakam of our Mishnah that all it takes to make a hole, that's not such a big deal. So if that's the chashash, we'd be chashash. But now the pasuk in the meal is that the chashash only have taken off the whole cover. That's a big job. Rabbi Eliezer holds a big job, is no chashash. So it comes out today, wine should be mutter. B'chimiyachat ha-kayim lo kavasei de-rashim v'gamil, de-loi chayish l'shtuma, when ha-chayish is making a poking a hole, v'hilkos ha-kavasei de-Rabbi Eliezer lo-i chayish l'zufa, ha-idna, today, my time alone is finna chayim v'chavim. Why don't we leave our bottles of wine by a guy? What, even for 2 weeks, what's to be the problem? The whole chash is he might take it off and redo it, which is a big job, and we're not close to Zufa, the fear of Eliezer. So what's the problem? So my answer, you know what the problem is? Meshum Shaicha. The reason is because that there always is a tiny little hole in every barrel of wine. And that is for the Reach HaYayin should go out. Like you have today, like earing out the bottle of wine, the Chavis always had a little ear hole to let out the ear. If there's no ear in the wine, it wouldn't be good for the wine. So it's a little bit of a hole. It's hard to find, but it's there. And we worry that the guy might stick into that hole a straw and drink wine. And that's why we have a chash today. Not because taking off the thing, because he might stick the straw in. And it'll come out that if you have barrels don't have his hole, that's what come out for this Gemara. It's only if you have a problem with Shaicha, that's a problem. But if you don't have that, so then you would not have a problem. Now, in Falocha L'mayis of today's days, you would have to see this Tosfos Mai Taima, which goes from this Amud all the way to the bottom of the next Amud, all talks about today, what's the chash today when it comes to wine. That's what the discussion of this Tosfos is. He brings it on Shita of Rashi in La Halacha on this Ayin Shom for more Halacha L'mayis. Amar Rava, more about chashes of a guy touching your wine. So, usually the klal is that if someone is over a very chomer de gavera, he's choshed for another chomer de gavera, especially if they both have anah. So you choshed these type of things. So you have over here zayna oivedes gechavim v'yisrael mesubim etzla. You have over here a yisrael who's sitting with a zayna a guy. So this yisrael is nishke grois a tzaddik. He's a shtickle of rasha actually. So the shaila is, do you say that he probably is letting the guy pour the wine to the Yaines also? He's letting this Zayna, you know, to touch the wine as well. Zayna of his chavim v'shol mesum etzla cham rashari. So she asks, why? Why is the wine mutter? He's not a big tzaddik at all. He does the surim, so maybe he lets the guy, do nisach. So the Mar says, no, it's not a raya. This case, this avera is not a raya. Why? Nihi takav liyitzrei da avera. The raya is a big yitzhara. Could be he has that yitzhara. He the takel yitzur da avera on top of ayin and alef now yitzur the yai nesach l'takevlu. He's not doesn't have big yitzur for yai nesach, and but the opposite case if the zayna Yisraelis, if the zayna is the yid the it's a yiddish lady who's a zayna, but if a chavim sum and the chavim sitting there, the chamra is also my time a hoyel v'zila alayu basraya grira, since she's The guy looks at her as a lowlife because she's meshubed now to the guy. She's a zayna of the guy. So she doesn't stop the guy from being pouring the wine. She doesn't still stop the guy. She doesn't have the confidence and the boldness to stop the guy, and therefore she will let the guy touch the chamra, and therefore the halacha is it'll be awesome. So that's the halacha, the difference between zayin of eschavim and a zayin of Israelis. So the more vital, a little vital over here. Who beisa dava Yosef bei chamra di Yisrael? So we'll do this on the next recording, maybe.